Sports opinion with chicken and beer is flowing here, wrapped up in the podcast network rotation. Sports opinion with chicken and beer is flowing here, wrapped up in the podcast network rotation. Sports opinion.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Beer and Chicken Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Mr. Span, and right now we are on, episode 21, man? We rocking out to some motherfucking T.I. off that King album, I'm Talking to You. And, yo, man, we need to talk to y'all, because it's been a couple weeks since we done did that shit, man. This is the Struggle Cast, man. Hashtag Struggle Cast, hashtag BNC Pod, hashtag all that shit. For sure. What's cracking with y'all?
We got. Hey.
Hold on. Hey. Before Cliff get the yelling.
Hey,
the
Cliff,
mic.
Cliff feeling some type of way. Cliff feeling some type of way towards me.
Hey,
today.
Check this.
No.
I don't know what it is, but Cliff feeling some type of way.
No, I'm not.
It might be Amazing Blue. I don't understand.
As y'all can see, every motherfucking body's here, y'all. We got the shit cracking tonight. Sunday night, man. NFL football going on, man. Like NBA basketball kind of creeping up on us, man. You got the baseball playoffs getting ready to start, you know, getting cracked.
Fuck
off.
Yes.
It's a lot to kind of get into, man. But before we do all of that, of course, I got to let you guys know how to get in touch with us here at the Beer and Chicken Podcast. Go ahead, let your voice be heard. Let me shut T.I. the fuck up. Go ahead and hit that hotline up at area code 313-288-0485. That's area code 313-288-0485. Leave those voicemail messages. Of course, we'll replay them on the show. We'll respond to you right here on the show. Hey, man, call that damn number, man. We ain't got a voicemail. We get calls while we doing this motherfucker. We ain't got no voicemails. Go ahead and call the damn phone, man. Do that for us. I'm just saying. I sound like I'm begging.
Yeah.
I kind of sound like I'm begging.
Yeah, do that.
And I don't like begging. Come on, man. Hook up your boy, though. Yeah. Also, man. You can also hit us up on Twitter and Instagram. My name on that boy is Mr_Span. The homeboy Cliff is DJ Neff2. Walt is Walt Locked Down on that joint. So go ahead, chop it up with us throughout the week. And I'm getting like some shit in the sound, man. What the fuck was that?
That was my bad. That was me. That was me. It's gone.
Got to be more careful. Also,
gots
man.
To be more Hey, this is about to be a fantastic show.
I'm glad you.
That's all
that
I gotta say.
All right, now let me get finished introducing this motherfucker, goddammit. Hey, man, Go to www.beerandchickenpod.com, man. You can watch replays of the show. You can vote in the polls. We got some poll results that we need to get to a little bit later in the show. But you can go there, leave comments there, watch replays, man. Watch, you know, like you can donate to the show as often as you like, as much as you like. Of course, we appreciate every dime here at the Beer and Chicken Podcast, man. Real talk. Also, go ahead, cop yourself some merch, man. Get yourself some merch. You know, I mean, hey, man, truth be told, man, I got like a Winged shirt over here, man. I wore that shit Tuesday. I got I got another Don't Be a Hater All Your Life shirt, man. I mean, we got some stuff in there, and it's getting cold outside, man. You see the homeboy walking out with a hoodie. He need to be having on a beer and chicken hoodie right now, though. You know what I'm saying? That's
Facts.
Go ahead and do that, man. It's hoodie season. Do yourself a favor. Get yourself a Beer and Chicken Podcast hoodie, man. Real talk. We really do appreciate all y'all that do that. And I don't know why this man is like...
What the hell is Cliff doing?
I don't know, man. This nigga is recording us, recording you. It's like some Inception shit, nigga.
First of all, this is called going live on Instagram.
No, first of all, what kind of tree is that behind you? That's what I want to know. What kind of...
He got a ficus, nigga. That's a ficus.
The tree don't mean shit, man. I'm trying to put the Beer and Chicken Podcast on Instagram. This is called marketing, okay? Marketing 101.
Hey, you know how nigga got money? We got trees in their house.
In their house.
They got trees.
Man, if I see a bird land on it, it's over. I'm done.
If it's a bird in my house, I'm shooting that bitch. with span gun.
Hey, he gonna shoot it and put that motherfucker in the smoker. That's what he gonna do.
Hey, don't be telling my secrets, dog. Don't be telling my secrets.
They gonna be like, X-Man, you ever had pigeon, nigga? I got some pigeon, nigga. It's fire. It fell off the bone, nigga. It's fire. Like, nigga, I ain't eating that motherfucking pigeon, nigga. What's wrong with you?
Hey, you know when we first started doing the podcast, what we used to do? We used to talk about what we was drinking at the beginning of the show. Remember that?
Yeah, we did. And we need to
go
back.
So what you drinking?
I got some Bell's Oberyn, man. I'm drinking Bell's Oberyn.
What you got, Walt?
I went old school, man. MGD.
I thought he was about to say Lowenbrow, nigga. Like,
oh my god. That is Hey Walt, I ain't gonna lie. You look like a type of dude that drink Lowenbrow.
No, I wasn't saying it as a diss. When he said,
yes, he was.
When he said,
yes, he was. Yeah, he yes, was. He was.
When he said,
yes,
he was.
I'm going to let it go.
When he said,
don't let it go today.
I'm feeling great.
When he said,
I'm feeling
old
great,
school,
so I'm going to let it go.
When he said old school, when I think old school, I think Lowenbrow, I think old style, I think Schlitz. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I think those three, man. When you talk about old school brews, man, that's what I'm thinking. It wasn't no diss, man. I'm just saying that's what I think old niggas drink. That's all.
He basically, hey Walt. He said you old though.
Nigga, you the oldest one on the show. Shut up.
And he older than me.
Hey, right, Cliff, the oldest nigga here. What are you talking about? What you drinking on, man? Oh, see, he drinking heavy shit, man. See, we over here,
I did that last night.
We drinking beer. This nigga got some shit that requires a goblet and shit. Come on, man.
I did that last night.
This Basil Hayden, baby. Okay. This Basil Hayden, man.
All right, but yeah, man, it's been a couple weeks since we did this, man, and it's good to have everybody back here and in studio, sort of, because you know we ain't got like one actual studio. We in three different locations and shit. You know what I'm saying? And we coordinated this shit, got it all together. What y'all been up to, man, these last couple weeks, man? We'll start with you, Walt, man. What's been going on with you, brother?
Just enjoying myself, man. Working hard. I've been trying to spend a little bit more extra time with my family or whatever, man, because I've been, you know, working in these two jobs for so long, man. It's like I don't even get to see my kids till like the weekend.
Yeah.
So I just been running around, man, and just trying to enjoy myself, you know. Enjoy my family, man. That's about it. Watching some sports all day long.
Yeah. I feel that, man. I ain't had a chance to watch no damn sports today, but
thank goodness for the Verizon. They give you free NFL mobile when you get Verizon.
Oh, word?
So I'll be watching the game. Yeah, when you get Verizon, they give you free NFL mobile, man.
I've been seeing some shit.
They do. Hey, they do. I got that.
That's dope.
I've been
on it for a couple years.
Like Amazon got some shit popping right now where they give you like some NFL access too. If like you got Amazon Prime or something like that, like you could pull up you could pull up like the NFL games and shit on Amazon Prime. And I just like kind of stumbled upon that yesterday looking for some movies to watch. But that shit's on there too, man. Like they trying to reach people where they at, because motherfuckers is walking away from the TVs, man. That's really
pretty
what
much.
That's really what
pretty
that's
much.
About.
I am. I have. I well, have.
I'm trying not to run away from my TVs, man. I mean, I pay too much money for the motherfuckers to just sit and not do nothing. Goddamn it! I mean, shit. I mean,
yo, a fire stick on each one is all you need, bro. That's it.
The video game. The video game is what the TV for, pretty much. Now that's it.
I mean, the only thing I use my Xbox for lately, though, is just to tell the TV to come the fuck on and to change the channel. I haven't played a game in a minute, bro. Like, my games have been collecting
me
fucking
either.
Dust, man. I feel
me
bad. Because I got, like, a backlog of shit that I need to finish, and I ain't got around to it, man. So, yeah.
Well, what you on? What you been on, Twan? I know you be on a whole bunch of old don't be a hater type shit. So, what you been on?
Man, listen.
Hey, I know he got something to say when all them pearly white show up. You can see that bottom row.
You,
oh, man. No, tell the fans what that middle finger means, man. They can't see you, remember? They can't see
yeah,
you, bro.
But you see me loud and motherfucking clear, nigga. This is a 4K camera, nigga. You see this fucking bird coming right at your ass, nigga. But anyway, man, no, seriously. Yo, man, just working and like really trying to get this podcast grind going, bro. Like, we just started the new show with me and Ashley, and like trying to get that kicked off. We've been going to movies and whatnot, reviewing movies and stuff for the show. Shit, man, that's pretty much been it, man. Work and podcasting, and like, you know, last week we had the flood in my basement and shit, so like trying to scramble to get
Ooh.
Shit. Yeah, man, trying not to like lose any of my shit down there, and we lost, you know, some stuff that we probably should have been throwing away anyway, but you know, it could have been worse. You know, we lucked up big time
yeah.
on that. So, other than that, man, it's really just been working. Like working and podcasting, man.
Let's, that's it.
Just trying to get this network shit cracking.
I see you and your girl got the new joint. I ain't got a chance to listen to it
hey,
yet,
man.
But I like that.
We three episodes in, man. You know, trying to get that, you know, we just reviewed Night School, the Kevin Hart, Tiffany Haddish movie. That's up on the feed live right now. We did that earlier today. It's up on the feed right now. And then we saw this other movie called what was that? Till Death Do Us Part. It was like some shit that's on Netflix. And yeah, both of those movies were trash, but we reviewed them, you know. Like, we gave our honest motherfucking opinions on those movies, man. So that's what I've been up to, man. Just trying to get this whole thing cracking and working. I went to work today, man. So that's how that goes. But yo, man, let's get to these sports. It's been a minute.
Let's get to it.
So
let's get to it.
Let's get Walt, it, baby.
Walt, I want to find out what Cliff attitude about.
Well, hold on, Walt. Since you've been gone for a while, bro. We gonna let you get shit kicked off, man.
Why Walt would have know how I feel so
I
bad?
I don't know. Maybe it's because you was cracking on the Michigan shit. I don't know. But we gonna get shit cracked off with Walt, man. What you wanna talk about tonight, brother?
is anybody else annoyed with the pussification of the NFL?
Well,
Did you say the pussification?
Hold on.
The pussification of the NFL.
Like pussy. Pussification.
See,
yes,
I got you.
Y'all about to be annoyed as fuck with me, man. Because like when you say pussy as in soft, man. Like I think Betty White said this before, man. She's like, pussies are very fucking resilient, man. Those things take a pounding, man. Like babies come out of there, you know what I'm saying? Like babies come out of there, man. The whole shit, you know. Like niggas be like trying to like murder the pussy when they in the pussy, man. Like. Pussies are very motherfucking resilient. I'm gonna need y'all niggas to stop trying to use pussy as in like weak or something. And I think the joke also goes like, you know, balls are very motherfucking tender and soft and shit. Like maybe they ain't got no more balls in the game. I know I fucked that all up,
okay.
But go ahead.
You went somewhere. I'm not gonna touch that. I'm gonna let you have it.
Hey, Walt.
Yes.
Can you talk about what you was gonna talk about though?
Oh, I'm definitely going to talk about it. I'm definitely going to talk about it.
I love you, Span.
So we go from not knowing what a damn catch is to fighting about the damn anthem and all that extra. And now they done made a rule. Well, the rule has already been in place, but now they call themselves going to reinforce this rule about you can't hit the quarterback. Sorry, that's that MGD. That's that old school. You can't hit the quarterback a certain way. Dog, what are they doing to football? This is what I want to know. What are they doing to football? Now, I understand they made all these adjustments for the CTE, you know what I'm saying, and all that. But now you pretty much got they might as well put flags on the quarterback, bro. Like you can't touch them. And they got all day in the pocket to sit back there to throw the football all over the damn place because they know you can't touch me. You can't touch me. You can't hit, like, man. See that look on. Tell me you agree with me, man. Because that look on your face right there, like I.
Who you talking to? Me or Cliff?
Cliff.
I don't think Cliff agree with Am you. I don't think he agree with that man. Turned his back on you. Look at it. Look at it. He didn't turn his back on you.
I ain't turning my back. I'm listening,
dog. Listen, putting a licking on the quarterback is how Ray Lewis got into the Hall of Fame, bro. It's how LT got into the Hall of Fame, bro. You're like, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. They got to wrap the quarterback up and lay him on the ground now. Like, what is this, bro? For 2 weeks straight, we watched Clay Matthews on Green Bay get called for roughing the quarterback or whatever it is they call it. We watched it for 2 weeks straight, and it messed up the game. Like, they scared to hit quarterbacks now, man. Like, what? It's not football. You got to know at some point that when you sign those contracts to play in the NFL, you got to know at some point you risking yourself and you risking your health.
Okay.
Now, you know, you can't go back changing the rules and changing all these rules just to favor one position.
I think
yes, you can.
I think this. Here's what I think. I think what we're in right now is a time of transition, right? So we understand that they're trying to attempt to make the game safer, right? Like, you know, guys coming out of the league, you know, committing suicide, getting involved in all sorts of shit, and they're tying it to the CTE diagnosis and got, you know, you got this whole thing with, like, Junior Seau. There's a documentary on Junior Seau now, like, how he felt after he got out of the game and things like that. They're talking about Aaron Hernandez, like some of the things that he was doing was probably a result of him also suffering from CTE. So, like, what they're trying to do is transition the game to a point where they're not having these same sort of after effects when these guys are no longer playing the game. And so, to the fan, like, when you see these penalties coming across, you're like, man, what the fuck is this? Like, this is how the game has always been played. But it's also that give and take of, well, like, we understand that this is what we're used to seeing, but going forward, this is going to be what it's going to have to be to in order to, for the game to survive. Because truth be told, there's, like, there's a whole lot of people, whole lot of parents right now who are actually talking about, like, yo, I'm not going to let my son play football. I'm not going to let them play this game. Sure. And the reason they don't want to let them play the game is because of the injuries, especially the head injuries and everything else. So as much as we won't necessarily like how the game is being played right now, especially concerning the quarterback, I think the NFL is making the calculation that, like, in order for this game to survive, we're going to have to do something. It may not necessarily be popular right now, but going forward, it'll be something that we, you know, that folks will get used to, so to speak.
Hold on. Let me push back a little bit. The thing is, this rule is not, I don't think this has anything to do with CTE and concussions.
I do.
Like, I think this all got to do with, like Aaron Rodgers being out, them not wanting the star quarterbacks to get hurt because it ruins the ratings. Like Aaron Rodgers and them getting the broken collarbones. We not talking helmet to helmet type of hits and none of that. We talking about fought the one where they got where you can't put your body weight, you can't hit a quarterback and fall on them with your body weight.
Okay,
so you basically gotta tackle them and bring them down without putting your body weight on.
So think about this though, Walt. If the NFL is looking at their game and they're saying, like, okay, we were just talking about how we've changed how we even watch television, right? Like, we're talking about, like, ratings are down across the board. Like, everybody's talking about how, like, you know, and a lot of folks were attributing it to, like, the protests and everything else. But ratings are down, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So one of the ways, one of the reasons that people watch the game is that they do want to see the stars of the game. If you can protect the stars of the game, that will keep more eyeballs on the game on television. So it goes back into that whole keeping these players safe, so to speak. It may not necessarily all be for CTE and these brain injuries and stuff like that. But if, yo, man, if I watch the game every weekend, like, yo, man, shit, fucking Aaron Rodgers is out and fucking Drew Brees is out and Tom Brady is out. Like, what the fuck, yo? Like, this game going to be kind of whack because I don't know. I don't have anybody to look forward to seeing. And I think they're trying to market that game in that way. Like, the NBA is sort of like that when it comes to, like, the game is all about those stars. You watching those stars on the floor. Those other guys are there, you paying attention, but you're really there to see what the fuck the stars are going to do. And I think that's the NFL's attempt to try to keep their stars on the fucking field, man. As much as you may not necessarily like them going hard and, like, trying to protect those dudes, that's what that is. And this is not a PG-13 podcast at all. In the chat room.
Go ahead, Cliff. I know you've been waiting. Go ahead.
No. I'm just listening. You know? So you said something earlier, and I'm gonna combine this with everything that both of you guys said. I'm gonna use my perfect example when it comes to. So the rule around roughing the passer, that's what we're talking about right now, okay, is a judgment call. See, it's a difference between a rule and judgment, okay? When a player steps out of bounds, it's a rule. You can't step on that line or you're considered out of bounds. When a linebacker, most of the time, Clay Matthews, as an example, sacks a quarterback, and depending on when that ball is released, okay, to be specific, because you have to talk about what is the real definition around roughing the passer. When they sack the quarterback too late, okay, they consider that roughing the passer. Here's my thing, man. Last week, the Cleveland Browns were down 14-0 at half. Tyrod was sacked 3 times in 16 minutes. Okay? Now, according to the NFL, the offense ain't doing their job. The quarterback shouldn't even get touched. Of course, that's just we don't want him to get touched. But Tyrod is an excellent quarterback. He has proven himself to go to the playoffs with a no-name team and no-name players. And the first game of the season with the Cleveland Browns, the offensive line allowed him to get tackled and get a concussion in 16 minutes. Unacceptable. Now, when did they throw a flag for roughing the passer? Okay? So my point is, you just muted yourself, Walt, if you hear me, you just muted yourself. Okay. So my thing is this. I think when it comes down to roughing the passer, when it comes down to when they're going to throw that flag and say, oh, that was extreme, they're protecting certain people in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's me. I'm a Bears fan, and I love Tom Brady. And for years, everybody that I used to tell, I love Tom Brady, they would say, well, Peyton Manning is better than Tom Brady. I think it was like almost 2 seasons, Tom Brady got sacked like twice. You think that's by design or by accident? Okay. So when it comes to this roughing the passer stuff, man, I agree. I don't know if y'all saw on the gram, Kevin Hart was on Fox, and they showed his example of how quarterbacks get sacked nowadays, and they like laid them on a soft pillow. They put a like little cover right. and all over that. For and real, it was, like,
I mean, like I understand what you're saying, but like they doing all this at what? At the expense of the game? Like we would we? The NFL ain't the NFL without the quarterback getting his ass whooped. Like, it is what it is.
It is night. It is. Listen, I think, Span, you just said this 2 seconds ago. Lawrence Taylor took out who career did he end?
Joe Theismann.
Okay. Back in the day, killing, and I'm not saying this in a figurative standpoint, but killing the quarterback was your job. So to take out
they paid them boys a lot of money. They paid them boys a lot of money.
Right. So
I know they didn't actually. A lot of them motherfuckers had
we
jobs
want him
in the
out of the game.
Listen,
a lot of them had jobs in the offseason back in the day. Let's not forget that shit either. They weren't paying them a lot of money to do shit. They was out there killing each other for fucking for pennies.
That's true.
But my point is
bounties on fools.
They was putting bounties on their heads, and your job was to end careers. Okay. And now they are doing everything dependent on the quarterback to not end a specific quarterback's career.
Now think about this though. Like we talk about like they put bounties on niggas' heads and it was their jobs to go out there and end careers and shit like that. Like I think it was the Dolphins or somebody like that. They had like that bounty shit within their team that they was putting out.
The Saints.
Was it the Saints? Like,
yes.
Motherfuckers got in trouble for that shit. They're like, yo, man, like, we going out there, we trying to hurt motherfuckers. And they got in trouble for that shit. Like, this isn't some new shit where they're like, yo, man, you can't do this and you can't do that. It's been a gradual shift. Like, the game, in much the same way that we talk about how NBA basketball is played differently, where it's not necessarily geared towards the big man anymore. There's more of a motion offense sort of thing. The game is different. The game is changing. Before, it was like three yards in a pile of dust. You know what I'm saying? They more so focused on the running game. The quarterback, for the most part, handed that bitch off to his workhorse running back, and the running back got you most of your yards. What's happening now is the league has started is a pass-happy league now. So they made the rules conducive to where you can get more passing off in the game. And so because this quarterback is deemed vulnerable at moments of the game, if a guy goes in there and, like, takes him out, that creates a problem for how they're trying to go forward with the game. Now, we've seen scores go up in NFL. The amount of scoring has gone up in the NFL. The amount of passing has gone up in the NFL. People have liked that amount of scoring and liked that amount of passing. We've gotten used to there being running backs by committee as opposed to it being one dude doing all of the fucking work behind the line. So, like, we've accepted certain changes. We've accepted certain changes. I think this is just one of those changes where it's so noticeable that it becomes an issue for a lot of folks.
Can I ask you a question on that? So do you think it's become noticeable because of the lawsuits or because they want to sell more tickets?
I think it's a combination of both.
Ooh.
I think it's a combination of both. Because they
Real
do,
quick,
they
let do me it. Add. Can I add to that?
Yeah.
If it's a combination of both, okay, long term, down the line, we're looking down the line. What supersedes the other? Selling tickets or protection?
I think in order for you to sell the tickets, you're going to have to protect your most valuable assets. And right now, those most valuable assets tend to be prolific quarterbacks. And that's why you're seeing the quarterback being protected in the way that you are, because those are the ones who are really kind of putting the butts in the seats right now. That's what it is. So again, it's about protection, but in order for you to protect this guy, you're also protecting your means of making money, because the stars are what generate the revenue for them. For people to feel like, oh, I want to go to the stadium and go watch this game, or I want to make sure I get home on time after church to watch this game because this motherfucker about to go off against his defense. Like that's the thinking that a lot of guys have. That a lot of folks have when it comes to watching the game. Like they want to protect those assets, and on top of that, those lawsuits have a lot to do with it, because you got former NFL players who were saying the NFL knew about all of this shit that was going on, they didn't do anything about it, and now I'm here the rest of my life all fucked up, and I'm not getting nearly the sort of medical or financial protection that I should have having been an employee of this league.
And you know what? When you say that, Span, I agree. First of all, I'm with that. But when I think of that statement, you know what I think about? I think about the fact that in boxing, I don't watch boxing no more. You know why? Because ain't nobody getting their head blown off. That shit boring, yo. I don't want to watch Floyd always dodging and ducking and doing all that. No, I want to watch somebody. You see Walt drink that drink? I want to see somebody get that drink knocked across the room. Okay? So, unfortunately, this game, y'all making me laugh. This game is about physical contact. And it's about who can hit the hardest, who's the fastest, who's the strongest, who's the most agile. And when it comes to that, the quarterback is the number one person outside of whoever else got the ball. They're the number one person that everybody has the eye on the field. And it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that they are the main target. So they have more liability than anybody else. And the reason why.
Yeah, they had more liability. They had more responsibility. Like, you think about this, man. When an NFL, like, a lot of times when the team loses, the quarterback gets the brunt of the blame for that. And when they win, he gets most of the motherfucking credit for that.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So, yes. So, like, yes. And you see that reflected in the amount of money that gets paid to those dudes. Like, make no mistake, there's no fucking coincidence that the top fucking paid player in the NFL for the last 10 to 15 years has been a quarterback.
Yes.
They're responsible. Yeah. They're the face of the franchise for the most part. And that's what gets butts in the seats. And they got to protect that asset, man. So as much as we would hate for them to be making some of these calls, which we would deem like, ah, come on, man, you really, that was a bullshit call. Like, at a certain point, you kind of got to chalk that up to the rest of the bullshit calls that get called during the course of a game.
With that.
But then it ain't that, but the game, that the game ain't, it ain't the game.
It
no
ain't
more.
The game you grew up with. It's not the game you grew up with, in much the same way that the NBA.
And you know what?
In much the same way that the NBA. Not only
the NFL, the NBA isn't either.
And that's what I mean. God. It's not. It's not the game you grew up with, and so
the NBA isn't.
And so, because it's not the game you grew up with, you feel a detachment to it, and that's what that boils down to.
You know what? You know what though? But that's a whole other conversation, because unfortunately, we all grew up in the same age of understanding what sports was back then. You can't talk to somebody who's 18 year old right now and say sports sucks right now, because they don't even understand.
You know, okay? What though, I don't know if I would even want to engage in that conversation with an 18 year old, like, because at 18 you couldn't have told me shit about the NBA sucking right now or the NFL sucking right now. I'm pretty sure when we were coming up, we were thinking we were living in the golden fucking age of the NFL or the NBA, and somebody could have told us, well, you never saw Elgin Baylor play, man. You never saw fucking, you never saw, you know, Jerry West go out there and do his thing. Like, these are things you never, nah, like, you never saw Oscar Robertson. Like, as much as we, like, idolize guys like Jordan and Penny and Olajuwon, and we can go and look at like the big men like David Robinson and Patrick Ewing and all of those dudes. As much as we can look at those guys, I'm pretty sure when those guys were playing, there was some older guys looking down at, oh man, he ain't shit compared to Walt. I mean, Wilt, he ain't shit compared to Kareem. Like, it's always going to be that. The older generation is always going to look at the newer generation like the newer generation ain't shit. It's kind of like how the cycle of shit goes. Same thing with music too, bro.
I disagree. I got old heads right now.
The grumpy old man. I want a Mac in my day. The game was this and blah. Yeah, I get it. I'll be that grumpy old man. I do not want to be that quarterback nigga.
I do not want to be that nigga. I don't want to be that nigga that just sit up and bitch about what the game is today. I don't want to do that. I want to embrace what the game is now and understand why the game is the way that it is now. I don't want to be this old nigga always fucking complaining about what the shit is now. I just don't. Shit's whack.
So I'm going to disagree. So the old men that I grew up with, okay, so I grew up out west, and my church was catty corner, two blocks away from, at the time, the Chicago Stadium. Fuck the United Center, okay? So when it comes to differentiating how sports was when you grew up versus when I grew up, some people that I was around, the old heads, consider, I'm talking about basketball right now, to be the golden age of basketball. You know, outside of the Kareem Abdul and the Elgin Baylor and the Oscar and all them, they consider the 90s to be the best basketball ever. Baseball, hold on 1 second, Span, real quick. Now, football is different because back in the day, nobody was getting paid in football. So football was about kill or be killed. And I feel like football kind of changed late 90s. So the old heads, that is, that I grew up with, they feel like the change came next generation.
They always feel like that.
I'm talking about after us.
See, here's the thing. Like, I feel like the whole thing about this generation ain't shit is as old as humanity, dog. Like, we tend to romanticize the shit that we grew up with. Like, that's just the nature of things. Like, we tend to romanticize the shit that we grew up with. Sometimes we'll, like, gloss over some of the fucked up shit that was. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm pretty sure somebody who went to the Chicago Stadium was like, man, it's cold in the motherfucking here. These seats hard as hell, nigga. I can't, like, the bathroom, nigga, they got us pissing in a trough or some shit. You go to the motherfucking United Center, it's like, nigga, this is luxurious, nigga. I don't know what the fuck I was talking about. So, that's just what it is, man. Like, and I think a lot of times when we have these discussions about the changes in games and the changes in the sports, it's just really about our connection to the game that we grew up with, and it's no longer reflecting how we were. And we just kind of feel like, to some degree, I think guys are just feeling left out. Like, this ain't what I remember. And this ain't what I, and that's just what that is, man. You feeling nostalgic over there, Walt? Is that what it is? Feeling nostalgic?
I guess, like I said, man, I just want my quarterback smacked in the mouth, man. I like to see the mouthpiece come flying out when he, you know what I'm saying? I like to see him get up slow. I just want to see the quarterback get hit, bro. That's it. Okay, is that too much for a season ticket fan, a buyer to want, man? That's football.
Hey, trust me.
We talking about football. This is a man's game.
In 2018.
Come on now.
In 2018, that may be too much to ask.
I guess so.
Because think about it like this too, man. Hey, they wasn't paying quarterbacks $132 motherfucking million dollars in 1992.
Vince McMahon, bring on that XFL.
You know what I'm saying?
With no championship. With no championship.
They wasn't doing that.
Bring on the XFL.
They got too much invested in these guys for them just let somebody just go tee off on their ass, man. So you may be asking for too much right now, bro. Real talk. But yeah.
Man.
We're gonna transition a little bit. We're gonna talk a little NBA basketball. And yo, I kind of want to talk about Jimmy Butler, man. Jimmy Butler out here requesting a trade, or he demanding a trade. He was like, yo, trade me by motherfucking Monday, nigga. I want to be gone before the start of the season. And he had some destinations as to where he wanted to go. I think LA was the place he wanted to go for the Clippers, not the Lakers. He doesn't want to play with LeBron. That's been apparent. I know
no one does.
At a certain point, the New York Knicks were a possible destination for him. And lately, he's been asking about the Miami Heat. So I guess the question that I would have for y'all, man, I got two questions, really. One, what do y'all think he will end up? And two, what place do you think would be the best fit for Jimmy Butler to go to? And we'll start with you, Cliff, since you deep in the eye roll, nigga.
Nigga just hung his head in sorrow, like, why?
Okay, so it's funny that you speaking on Jimmy Butler. You know, I like Jimmy. I think he's a hooper.
Of course you like Jimmy. He's the most relevant thing your Bulls have had since MJ left. But keep going.
Hey, man, fuck you, dog. Come on, man.
I have to, right now, I have to give you the one eye. Okay. No, Jimmy ain't the most relevant thing we've had since Mike left. But when it comes to Jimmy, man, like, yo, know your place in this world. Okay. All right. You got Carl Anthony, who on the squad, who is the next one in the league, who just got his contract, let's just say. Yo, Don't. You know what? I'm a humble dude. Okay, I'm a humble dude. I am a humble dude. Why the fuck you laughing? But you know what I'm saying? know your place, man. You don't just because you got it don't mean you got to change, man. And you want to go and start calling shots and saying who should be on the team and what's happened over here and how your toast got to be butted and all. No. Everybody is replaceable. Understand that. And, you know, you are all-star. You still young in the league, Jack. Okay? You still new. You ain't no vet like that. Okay? Yeah. So that's just me. To go and start pushing your weight around and tell them what should and shouldn't happen, yo, they will get rid of you quicker than you can think, man. Look what's happening. So when it comes to the move that he's making and how he's running his mouth, before that, Jimmy Butler was the quietest dude on the court, putting up a double-double, putting up them stats, all right? Don't run your mouth. Just do what you do, and all that extra stuff, don't do that, man. Because now they're going to get rid of you. They gave Carl Anthony the bread, and now they want you up out of there. You know what I'm saying?
I think he was already asking to get the fuck up out of there.
You know what? If that's the case.
He's the one demanding the trade. He wants to go.
And here's my thing, Twan. Before, and by all means, I haven't really kept up with the timeline on how it all went down. But when I started reading up on it and I started seeing it on the news feed, was he was running his mouth. And then a week later, Carl Anthony gets motherfucking $200 million. Okay? So just know that this, man, if you want to be a part of the team and you like the chemistry and how everybody playing, y'all did magnificent last year. Yo, build around that. Don't try to start calling shots because you feel like you the man now, man. Come on, man.
Okay, so here's we gonna disagree on this one.
Come on, man.
Because first of all, like you were talking, like Jimmy Butler is like some new dude. Like Jimmy Butler been in the league 7 years, dog. Like you remember how many years Mike had been in the league when they won their first chip?
Yes.
7 years. He was in his seventh year when they first.
So hey. He's talking about Michael Jordan.
No, I'm just saying, period. He's got time enough in the league to say, hey, this is what you need to do, right? And you got Carl Anthony Towns, who hasn't done much. He's a young up-and-coming talent. Hasn't done much? He hasn't. What has Carl Anthony Towns done? How many All-Star games has he been to?
You're going to build your team around.
Hold on. How many All-Star games has he been to? How many All-NBA teams has he made? I'm not saying he's not talented. But what I'm saying is, you got to be listening to it like, I'm thrown off by this nigga's Google search while we are.
I'll just get right and say.
Yo, he been in the league 3 years.
Okay. So
he just lifted his phone up like Carl Anthony Towns.
He doing Google searches right now in the middle of my point. But one of the things that we, and it's funny because we were just talking about how we grew up watching the game, right? And one of the things that we grew up with was you respected the vets. To Carl Anthony Towns, Jimmy Butler is a fucking vet. So is Taj Gibson. So is Derrick Rose. You know, they basically brought the whole fucking Chicago squad up to Minnesota, including the coach. You know what I'm saying? So, like, when it comes to Jimmy Butler, I say this about Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler, when he first came into the league, he was the 30th pick in the fucking NBA draft. Nobody saw it for Jimmy Butler to be a star whatsoever. Carl Anthony Towns came into the NBA, and he was destined to be a motherfucking star the minute he came into the league. For somebody like Jimmy Butler to come into the league and work his way up to where he is now, sometimes it's like, yo, man, like you think it's sweet because you came in at number one and you got all this shit kind of handed to you, but it's not going to last if you don't put this fucking work in. And a lot of it has been Carl Anthony Towns and Anthony Wiggins not really wanting to put in the motherfucking work to win. And that's what Jimmy Butler's beef has been with those two dudes. He ain't had no beef with the rest of those guys. It's been Anthony Wiggins and Carl Anthony Towns. They resting on their laurels is how Jimmy Butler is looking at this situation. So if the two stars, the two guys y'all want to build for with going forward are going to sit back here and rest on their laurels, well, fuck that then. I'm going to go someplace else where I feel like I may have a different opportunity to win with some guys who want to put the fucking work in. Not these two young punks who feel like they don't got to listen to no fucking body.
Walt? Look, I kind of it was spanning a little bit, man. I think it was way more to it than him just just thinking he the man and wanting to go where he wanted to go and trying to call some shots. I think it was I think I heard something about his relationship with those guys, with Towns and Wiggins, wasn't too good in the locker room. So I think it was a little bit deeper than that. Jimmy Butler's a hell of a ball player, man. Now, do I think he is the number one option on a championship team? No. But I think if you put him with some guys, you got a playoff squad, and you got people that's going to come and sit in the seats and buy tickets. So with that being said, he do carry a little bit of weight around the league. He is regarded as one of the best two-way players. So I believe he should go to the Knicks. I don't think the West Coast need any more talent. I think the Knicks will be a good fit for him. And you got Porzingis over there. You got the young guard over there. I forget his name that they just drafted not too long ago. I think he should definitely get a Knicks a shot, man. I kind of want to see Jimmy shine because they messed him up in Chicago, man. He was just coming into his stardom, and they took it away from him. And then he wound up playing backseat to some young guys who, like you said, wasn't really trying to put that work in. And he like, nigga, I done did this. I done been to All-Star games. You know what I'm saying? Been in the conference finals, the second round of the playoffs. So I think New York is definitely a good option for him.
I think the reason that the Knicks were even an option or somewhere where people thought he may go was only because there was speculation that Kyrie Irving may go there too. That's the only reason why I think they were even talking about the Knicks being a place for him to go was because they were talking about Kyrie Irving also being going there. But I don't think that's going to happen.
Thank you.
Yeah. But what you find over there, Cliff? I mean, you've been over there Googling for a second there, bro. What you find, bro?
I Google it. I'm just listening to all the motherfucking shit that I'm hearing right now. But, Walt, that nigga's not going to the Knicks, yo. He's not going to the Knicks. I mean, ain't nobody going to the Knicks but me, you, and Span. You know what I mean? That's like it, yo. Ain't nobody going to the Knicks.
Boy, let me tell you something. The Knicks got a 7'3" dude over there who can shoot the jumper and play the rebound the ball and defend the basket. Listen, they're a destination right now. Carmelo gone. It's a clean slate over there, bro. That's New York City. That's a big market. Don't sleep. I mean, don't be mad because don't nobody want to come to Chicago. I mean, don't be a hater your whole life.
Right. Okay, so here's where I'm at. All right.
Said, don't be a hater your whole life, nigga.
I'm hating. You know, the thing is,
mad he go. You don't want to say he broke up with y'all, and you don't want to see him land with nobody else.
Let me tell you something.
We were both mad at Bulls management for that one. That wasn't Jimmy. That was Bulls management that we was pissed off with.
Thank you. So
true indeed.
So when it comes to Jimmy, I love Jimmy. My thing is, don't let your situation change who you are, man. You was all quiet and humble for 5 years in the league. And now I hear you, Span. You know, well, now, you know, I'm relevant. Well, I want some certain things out of life. Man, go sit your ass down somewhere. Okay? You ain't LeBron.
But hold on. You saying he was quiet for 5 years, though, man. I think one of the reasons for why they said the Bulls even shipped Jimmy out was because he was becoming more vocal as a leader on the Bulls and what he was expecting of his teammates. Like, I think there's a different fucking set of, like, expectations that comes from a dude who had to work himself into being a star in that league, as opposed to people just assuming that that dude's going to be a star in the league. And I think his expectations are different because he had to work himself up.
I'm with that. And guess what? You're right. You just said you're about to prove, you just proved my point. There's a difference between what you talk about in the locker room versus what you talk about when you talk to a reporter with ESPN.com. All right. If we all in the locker room, I'm like, yo, you need to step, walk past the ball, span, make sure you don't lose that shit. Whatever the case, whatever. You don't speak that into existence with ESPN and SportsCenter and all that, man. You keep that between us. But okay. Don't go out and start talking like, well, you know what? I'm the man. And because now I've been in the league 7 years, I'm exaggerating right now. But I don't care how long you've been in the league, man. Keep that between us. Don't go out here and start putting all this air in your chest.
Okay, so you say that. But who's to say that it was Jimmy that went to ESPN and said any motherfucking thing? Who's to say that it wasn't somebody else on the team who wasn't really feeling what the fuck Jimmy was saying? And were like, man, fuck this nigga. This is what he's doing in the locker room. Like, you always got you always got guys in the locker room who ain't feeling what's going on. The shine ain't on them. The shine ain't on them. And they talk to the motherfucking media, bro.
Walt ain't shit. Walt ain't shit. Walt officially is not shit.
I can look in your face, Cliff, and I can tell by your argument that what you got something personal against Jimmy. You can deny it all you want to.
I don't. Dog. I don't. But my thing is this, man. I don't have nothing personal against Jimmy. It's like I said, man. And you know what? Let's talk about the Bulls specifically, right? Derrick Rose never really expressed himself like Jimmy did, and Derrick Rose is an MVP. Okay, he's the youngest MVP in NBA history.
He probably should have though.
Jimmy Michael Jordan's son.
Okay, you just being ridiculous now, man.
Okay, but I'm serious though. But as far as like players having the mentality to keep it in the right area and not expose that. I hear what you're saying, Spam, where somebody could leak some information. I'm with that. But Jimmy is on record, man. If you Google Jimmy Butler right now, man, he done talked to mad reporters about how he feel. Okay? So, and I mean, he's not the biggest headliner. Don't get me wrong. But I think he had more opportunity with calling Carl or calling Higgins and be like, yo, man.
Who y'all have on the squad? Who y'all have on the squad that was a bigger name than Jimmy when y'all was going to the playoffs? You think Joakim Noah was the one putting people in them seats?
No, Derrick Rose was when we was going to the playoffs. That's who was. Derrick Rose was. Let's get that straight. So back to what I was saying.
You mean I can't play because my knee ain't there no more, Derrick Rose?
Facts. And guess what? We talk about selling tickets.
You remember when everybody thought Derrick Rose was about to come off the bench and save them mysteriously in the playoffs, and he just sat there like, no, it's still sore a little bit.
So y'all want to talk about what I want to talk about tonight? We're going to talk about Jimmy Butler.
Hey, you still ain't told me where you think Jimmy Butler gonna go. What's the best
fit? Man, the second
Jimmy Butler is gonna stay in the West. That's it. Facts. He ain't going to the East.
What's the best fit for him?
Right now?
Yeah, what do you think is the best fit?
Houston. Holla at me.
Now who being ridiculous, man?
Think about
now
that.
Now who being ridiculous?
Think about that.
Now who being ridiculous? Yeah. They just got Carmelo. What they going to do with Jimmy Buck?
Carmelo has a walker. Stop it. Stop it. He got a walker. Stop it. Come on now. Stop it. Stop it.
The only reason why I kind of agree with Walt is only because that's going to be a problem, man. Like you got fucking... Think about all these ball dominant dudes you have in Houston. You got fucking James Harden, Chris Paul, Carmelo, and Jimmy Butler.
And Jimmy Butler.
Ain't enough balls to go around for them folks.
Somebody is going.
Now being ridiculous.
Somebody's going. Somebody got to go. Somebody got to go, Jack.
I'm going to take a screenshot of the face that this nigga just made.
New York is going to get that boy. New York is going to get that boy a ton. New York is going to get that boy a ton of money. He gonna get a ton of guy deals playing there because he gonna be in the big city. And he gonna get to play with Porzingis and them cats. And he more marketable than Porzingis and them cats because he American and he's just, they don't.
You just led your sentence off with he's gonna get a ton of money. Jimmy Butler got $80 million. Do you think right now it's legitimately about money? That he wants to win. And the money is included, but he's not looking for a max contract. Yo, he's going to get like 50, 60 wherever he goes. It makes no difference, but he wants to be on a winning squad, Jack. And New York is losers. They're losers. Losers.
And that's why I think he may end up in L.A. next year with the Clippers.
With who?
And Kawhi Leonard.
With who? Oh, shit.
It's going to be the both.
Well, if Kawhi go to L.A.,
They go. That's what I said.
Hold on.
That's what the fuck I said, man.
If Kawhi go to L.A., I'm thinking about that out loud. Nah, not happening. Kawhi going to be a Laker.
Okay. We'll see, won't we?
Okay.
What you got, man?
Kawhi. Y'all gonna give me a damn heart attack tonight, man. I swear to God, y'all gonna give me a heart attack.
Man, when you Kawhi gonna be a Laker, go ahead, man. We gonna make something.
I said Clippers, okay. Man. That nigga said the Lakers. I said Clippers.
No.
I'm Clippers, I'm cool.
Yo, the fact that y'all was with while you whispering, that shit is funny as hell. Okay. Foundation of my story tonight is about the unfortunate story about the LSU basketball player Wade Sims. All right, he was murdered a few days ago. All right, this past week, and the suspect was arrested. I have a little personal vendetta around this situation because I've seen something like this before. I just want to read I want to read two really quick excerpts from one of them is from Sports Illustrated. The headline reads LSU men's basketball player Wade Sims killed in shooting, suspect charged with murder. All right. This starts off LSU men's basketball player Wade Sims, 20, was killed in shooting early Friday morning near a Southern University campus. The Baton Rouge Police Department confirmed 12:25 a.m. he was transferred to a hospital. He died from an injury. They had video footage of what happened. He was on Saturday. They announced the arrest of 20-year-old Dayton Simpson of Baker, Louisiana, for the shooting death of Sims. Simpson was charged for second-degree murder and booked to East Baton Rouge Prison. Sims was a 6'6" forward. Entering his junior year, he averaged 5 points, 2 rebounds, etc. They talk about him. But I want to kind of fast forward to I'm pulling this up. On ESPN.com, it says police arrest suspect in murder of Wade Sims. All right. This says this dude was charged with second degree murder. And this is the on behalf of police, it says, on behalf of LSU, I would like to thank the Baton Rouge Police Department and law enforcement involved in this case for their hard work and due diligence, along with LSU Athletics, LSU family. They talk about LSU. 20-year-old LSU was shot during an altercation outside of a Subway restaurant around 1:25 in the morning. They have a video from the Subway restaurant of the fight and outside of the restaurant in the street. A gunshot can be heard and Sims can be seen falling on the ground before the men running from the crime scene. So, first of all, you know, my condolences to the Sims family, you know, a young athlete. Getting his education, first of all, who is trying to better himself. unfortunately, you know, his life was taken from somebody pulling the trigger. But my thoughts on this situation was this. I saw on ESPN yesterday, and they said that what happened was he was possibly drunk. Okay, he's a big dude. He's 6'6". The guy who shot him was 5'10", 5'11". Just a little background on why I feel like this is so important. When I was in college, I bartended at the Marriott at Vanderbilt. And when when Vanderbilt played Florida, Vanderbilt got destroyed by Florida. And I seen an incident where a Vanderbilt football player beat up a husband and his wife in front of their kids because they lost, and the husband and wife were Florida fans. And it was never really exposed on what happened and how they cover up so many stories around collegiate events and how these guys, because they're young and stupid, let's be honest, and they hurt other people based off their emotions. And sometimes these players act erratically and because they think they're above the law. There was another story or another testimony given that when Sims was at Subway, that he initiated this. It's a lot of hearsay with this event, but I'm only speaking from my experience that I've seen personally. And, you know, here you got some guy who is who's a big dude. Okay, you 6'6", you know. You 6'6", and this dude is 5'11". Who knows what the real situation was, but he's a star. He's a hooper. You know, he plays for the squad. And sometimes these guys really feel like they are above the law, and they feel like they can't be touched. And this dude got into an altercation with him, and he was packing. Let's be honest. He was packing, and he shot him, and he died because of that. And it's sad because the way that the papers and the internet talk about the situation was that he was murdered. And I don't want to see nobody die. I don't care what the situation is. But at the end of the day, you know, some of these athletes, and we know that they have huge egos, sometimes they feel like they can't be touched. And like this dude who was there, regardless of what was going on, he was carrying a pistol and he was protecting himself because this is a big ass dude who he's fighting. And he pulled his gun out and he shot him. You know, he shot him, and he didn't even shoot him. Like, I think he shot him in the abdomen, and he died because of that. And it's sad because the way they allow some of these athletes to walk the streets like they can't be touched, like they're invisible, they're above the law, and they can't, and nobody can tell them any, and they can't tell. They were not even in Louisiana. It was somewhere else. But, well, I mean, they weren't by the college, but I feel sad because I hope this gives other players the real reality that when they're out here, that it's other people that are willing to protect themselves, regardless that these dudes are athletes, regardless of the fact that these dudes have the mentality that they have when they're not playing basketball. And now this guy is going to face a murder charge because of a fight. Because of a fight. You know, Span, you already know, you know, in college, you know, we used to fight, unfortunately, a lot. And it's like, you know, it could have been one time. We weren't even athletes of TSU, and somebody could have put a pistol out. You know, so my question to y'all is this. It's like, you know, when it comes to this situation where you had two dudes who were fighting, and the guy who was, depending on how you look at the situation, he was carrying a firearm to protect himself. And because this dude was a superstar, they're going to charge this guy with murder. Do y'all think that that is accurate based off of the testimonies? I don't know how much you guys have read upon this, that were given. Now he's gonna face a murder charge. Go ahead, Walt.
This goes back to something my old head used to tell me. A scared person will kill you quicker than anybody.
That's right.
And y'all being from Chicago, I'm sure y'all know the Benji story.
Yeah, my aunt went to
the basketball
my aunt
player.
Went to school with Ben Wilson. That's right. Semion. Yeah.
So one of the things, like you say, big guy. You know, you got people. You know, you intimidated. Now, should he be charged with murder? I think murder itself is too broad of a thing, because every situation is different. Now, I don't condone nobody losing their life over anything, but sometimes, you know, shit happens. Let's just put it that way. I hate to be so blunt about it, but things happen. I think in this case, him being smaller person, that guy being a top tier athlete, a big guy, and if what's being said is true by the what's his name, Sims, if he was the aggressor, the one who initiated the confrontation, I don't think the the guy who shot him should be given life in prison. Should he be charged? Obviously so. Somebody lost their life in the situation. So there's consequences to be paid for that. Somebody's got to answer to that, okay? Because regardless to what, that person is not here anymore, and the family that he leave behind got to suffer from that, you know. And the university will also be scarred for a while for that, you know. So yeah, somebody's got to pay for that. But I think it should be looked into something like where he get charged, but his whole life is not taken away from him. Let him pay a certain debt to society and move on with his life. Because no matter what, he's forever going to be remembered as the guy such and such, you know? So it's sad, man. God bless the dead, man. It's sad. But and unfortunately, it happens way too often. You know, you see it on TV all the time. Girls on college campuses going out for a jog, and some asshole waiting in the bushes jumps out and snatches her up, and they find her body in the woods. Some shit, you know. It shit happens. You know, all kinds of crazy stuff in our schools. And I got kids, man. Span, you got a daughter that's getting up there, you know, in age, man. And you, one day we got to send our kids off to these universities and these schools or whatever. And man, that as a parent, man, that's the worst. You don't want to think about that. So, yeah. But I definitely don't think that young man should lose the rest of his life if he was defended himself, because some dudes ain't about them hands, man. You know, some dudes just ain't trying to fight you and ain't trying to take no ass whooping either. You got to be careful who you running up on out here, especially if you're a big guy. You already know. If you 6'6", 200 pounds, and you got some 5'9 guy, you know what I'm saying, or whatever, you already know he ain't really trying to tussle with your big ass. You know, like it is what it is. So, you know, it's an unfortunate situation, man. You know, God bless it. You know, my heart goes out to the family and both of them, because both families is about to lose, you know, a loved one in a sense.
Okay. I don't know much about this story, especially like surrounding the details as to how the altercation came about, you know, what led up to it and everything. I don't know those things, so it's hard for me to speculate as to whether or not the killing is justified or not. As somebody who is licensed to carry and walks around with it all the time, I'll say for me, because this doesn't necessarily translate to everybody else who carries a gun. I'll say for me, there are times where when I'm carrying, I try to get out of certain situations because I know how that situation may turn up if I have to pull my gun. And I don't have any intentions on unholstering my weapon if I'm not planning to use it. So if I can remove myself from the situation, a lot of times that like that's pretty much what I'll do. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, like that is a life altering decision to pull out a firearm and fire it and end someone else's life. That's a tremendous power that you have with you. And you can't take that power or that responsibility lightly, which I don't. Now, I don't know if this guy was licensed to carry or not. And I don't know the circumstances as to how this altercation may have began. He may have started the fight with this basketball player. He may have been offended with the fact that this basketball player is who he is. Oh, this motherfucker think he better than me because he hoop at LSU or whatever the fuck. Who knows? Or the basketball player, was it Wade Sims? Wade Sims could have been like, man, like, you know, on some, I'm a high class jock. Fuck you, nigga. I own this shit up in here. This is where I hang out and you gonna bow down to me. It could have been any, it could have been that. I don't know. And so I think the tragedy, of course, is, yeah, you got a young guy who lost his life probably over some bullshit. I don't necessarily know if it's any different than any other bullshit that we come across in the hood. Like, I don't know, you know. It's an unfortunate situation, man, to like have a dude that age lose his life. When, you know, one would think that he has so much more waiting for him for the rest of his life. Maybe he could have, you know, he might not have necessarily been an NBA player, but he could have been an overseas player. He could have gone into coaching. He could have been doing so many other different things. So many other things could have been waiting for him on the other side of his life that he'll never get an opportunity to do or see or to experience because of this chance instance of meeting, you know, meeting this other person who had a gun on him. And I honestly don't know what to add to that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like, you know, I don't want to pontificate a whole hell of a lot considering how scant I am with the details as to how that interaction even came to be. You know, like, I just feel like kind of at a loss as to what am I supposed to say to that? I mean, like, of course, I can do the platitudes of, you know, God bless the dead and stuff like that. But at the same time, I'm still kind of left wondering, like, how did this shit even come to be?
Can I read? I just found an article.
All right.
Now, I know we're getting lengthy on time here, but yeah. I'm going to just read this real quick so we can just fill in some blanks. Walt, you good?
He may need to refresh his screen. I see he's froze up. Kind of scrambled up a bit.
So I'm going to just read this right quick. This comes from The Advocate, which is just another, you know, online article.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah, there you go. We're good. Okay, so now, Walt, okay. I just found an article specifically stating on what happened on the night of the altercation. This is early Friday morning outside a fraternity party just out of Southern University's campus. An argument quickly turned to a fist fight just at midnight. One gunshot rang out. And Sims fell. Everybody ran. Sims later died at McKinley Hospital. An autopsy Friday determined Sims died of a gunshot wound to the head that traveled into his neck. Police responded to a shooting at 12:30 a.m. near a Subway restaurant at 600 block of blah, 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 blah. At least two bystanders caught the encounter on video. While both shared the footage with police, no one had been arrested or taken into custody. It said Baton Rouge police released to the public one of the videos that was captured the fight leading up to the shooting. The video shows about eight men in the street fighting. At one point, with three or four of them throwing punches, until two men break from the group. One shot is fired. McKinley said investigators are specifically trying to identify and locate the individual who was seen towards the end of the video wearing red pants, whatever. It says, at the time Sims fell, he was fighting this guy. We don't want to speculate, but the guy was in close proximity to him. Everybody else ran, except from what we see, him. Everybody else was startled, took off running, but he didn't seem surprised. That's why we're being taking special interest in him. 2 days earlier, Sims joked about it to Advocate Sports, reported about his new haircut, whatever. I agree with both of you guys. I do. And I'm not saying that because this is a sensitive matter, but you guys are both right. You know, when I first read about it, I immediately went back to what I experienced in college when I seen, you know, this 6'6", 300-pound dude, you know, beat up this family in front of their kids, you know, and it wasn't reported or it wasn't, you know, exploited the way you want it to be, probably because it was Vanderbilt. But, you know, I feel sad for both guys. I feel sad for the guy who lost his life. I feel sad because this guy, and Span, you put it on the head where, you know, if he was licensed to carry, you know, all of that. But
because a lot of details involved that we don't really.
Well, I don't. You know, the old saying, sometimes you don't want to get caught up in the details, Walt, you know. And, you know, at the end of the day, like you said it too, you know, hit both of these families are going to get the effect on what's going to happen on both of these families, unless it happened to us, we'll never know what that is, you know, and constantly, you know, it's only been 2 days and the next morning, it was Saturday morning. I woke up and, you know, I got the ESPN app and the headline and shit or whatever. And it was the first thing that popped up. You know, this young boy from LSU got killed in a fight. And that's the bottom line. You know, and I just think about, you know, we're all, you know, basically the same age. And it's like, you know, that could have happened to us. And we wasn't even student athletes. We weren't even student athletes. And I guarantee you, in Nashville, that could have happened to us on a Wednesday. Okay. So, you know, I just think about, you know, how... And they said this was a frat party, you know, and it's just so many levels to this. And both of you guys said it, you know, you hit it on the head. I'm just tired of this. This wasn't even in Chicago. You know, it's a student athlete. And here you got a nobody dude. I don't want to call him a nobody, but you got somebody who was just at the frat party who had a pistol and you got all these niggas fighting in the street and then somebody and he pull out. You know, that's like if us three was somewhere and Span packing and he want to protect himself along with us, you know, I'm going to pull out too. I don't care if you're a basketball player and you 6'6", you know, and he's the one who's going to get, you know, demonized for the rest of his life because he was trying to protect himself. You know, it's a lot of people who really disagree with the Second Amendment until something happens to somebody that they love or themselves, where from here on out they pack a pistol, you know. But when I was reading this and I was thinking about the conversation we was gonna have tonight, you know, who was right and who was wrong, you know, the details, you can get into the weeds all day, but at the end of the day, man, Walt, you said it best, somebody lost their life, yo. You know, at the end of the day, somebody lost their life, but then you got to look at this other dude where he was trying to protect himself. You know, so which way do you actually turn to say who was right and who was wrong? And the justice system, unfortunately, which is not equal, they're the ones who are going to decide that. And that right there is where, you know, it comes down to first law of nature, which is self-preservation, yo. Self-preservation. You know, are you going to let this man take you out? You know, and that's a tough thing to sit here and try to talk about. I know it has nothing to do with sports, but right now it has everything to do with the sports world. You know, I think about Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis paid to get off of a murder charge. And then the next year he was the MVP for the Super Bowl. You know, so I think with the Beer and Chicken podcast, it's the first time we kind of took this to the next level. And, you know, but no, I mean, you know, when I saw the article, I said, you know, this is going to change the air within the Beer and Chicken podcast. And it is what it is. It's funny how politics, the law, and your personal preference can definitely impact sports nowadays. And this situation very much does that. Mm-hmm. You know, it very much does that. You know, as much as, you know, me and you, Span, go, we talked about stuff for the past. This is 2018. Carry one multiplier. 17 years. Okay. You know what I'm saying? It's like now you blend all that together into this one pot, and you know, where you separate these things, and now it's all in the same bowl, you know, and it's messed up. And it's like, you know, whose side do you really, you know, take?
Well, that's the thing. Know? Like, I honestly, even after you reading that, man, I don't know if there is a side to be taken. And that's just where I'm at with it. I don't know if there's a side to be taken. I don't know if, you know, Wade Sims was like being a belligerent asshole. I don't know if that other guy was just out here protecting himself. I don't know. Like, there's so much unknown about this shit where I feel like you can just keep going and keep going and keep going, and you'll never come up to a satisfactory answer.
You know what's bad about that, though? LSU is going to represent Wade Sims, right? This guy who's going to get prosecuted, he does not have, and I'm a assume this, he does not have the backing that the Wade Simmons family has with Louisiana State University. He doesn't. He's not going to be able to compete with that. And he's going to lose, because nowadays it's about how much money you have when you go to court. And he doesn't have the power. He doesn't have the financial backing. So, you know, like you said, when it comes down to getting into the details on what happened, how it happened, who did what, how they did it, and all this, yo, the dude who shot him, he could have been fighting for his life. And that is not going to make a difference right now, Span. It's not going to make a difference. And that right there is where the United States of America, you know, the whole, we want justice. Justice costs.
It's called justice human costs. Error, man. It's called human error. The world will never be perfect, bro.
We got to start wrapping this shit up, B.
Sorry for the extended.
We got to wrap this shit up, man. We got some poll results from the last episode that we did, man. Let me see. I know I had these shits pulled up. And the question was whether or not you guys wanted to see Floyd Mayweather, Manny Pacquiao too. All right? So the answers were, or the questions that were, the choices you had were, yeah, if I can watch for free, man, I'm all in, take my money, or no, the last one was boring. And the results are in, and 50% of the Beer and Chicken podcast audience are like, nah, man, the last one was boring. I don't want no parts of that. 37% are like, yo, man, I'm all in, take my money. And 12.5% was like, yeah, man, I'll watch it if I can get it for free. So that's how this, the Beer and Chicken podcast audience are feeling about Floyd Mayweather, Manny Pacquiao too, man. Are you guys surprised by the results?
Nope.
Yeah, I think that's about right. That was about right. But it is time for us to wing it, so y'all know what it is.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
You know what? Let me turn that up, because that was
one more time. That was bad.
How we get down.
Okay. We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
There we go. Whoa. What you winging it on, brother? Is Walt available?
Yeah.
Is Walt home?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I came on the show a couple weeks ago. I was down bad on my man Hardball.
Yeah,
I thought it was over for him. I thought it was over for him, but I told you I was pulling for him. I ain't want him to go. Shout out to the Wolverines, man. Shout out to Harbaugh. He got it right. He turned the ship around. He gave me something to smile up at my Lions. Took that little 2-point ass whooping to them Cowboys, but that's for another show. We're not going to get into that. I don't want to talk about that. Cliff, I see that smirk on your face. But right now, we're going to talk about them Wolverines, baby. We're going to the national championship.
Oh!
We're going to the national championship. And I saw Ohio State. I was with my lady last night. at Buffalo Wild Wings watching college football. And I saw Ohio State get that ass whooped.
They lost, man. I mean, they won.
I saw Ohio State get they won.
They won.
What are you talking about?
They won. I left too early. I left too early. Damn. But anyway, either way, that means Penn State took a loss though. So therefore, we still in the hunt, man. We still in the race. That little ass whooping we took from Notre Dame at the beginning of the season wasn't nothing. Let's go.
That's funny. That man said, "Yo, Ohio State got their ass whooped."
Like, nah, I swore they got their ass whooped. I left too early though.
That's funny, dog. That's funny. That sound like a nigga that drinks.
He couldn't wait to say that.
You're damn right.
All if it was true.
It don't matter because either one of them, the Penn State undefeated, either one of them taking that L meant a lot. You know what I'm saying? So it don't matter.
Yeah, man. So yeah, you was winging it, but I tell you this though, although we're not like arguing over wings or whatnot.
Yes.
You know, we know that like when it comes down to Michigan, it's all about whether or not they beat Ohio State and Michigan State. That's pretty much it. Like these games that he's been winning lately don't really mean a whole lot, but
that's a fact.
Yeah,
5 games. Come on,
what you got?
Well, Go ahead, fan. I want to hear you. Go.
Fine. He wants this punishment. So, you guys know that we have this friendly little rivalry going on here. As me being a true South Sider, I root for my White Sox, man. I don't know why Cliff has an attachment to these North Side bums. He always talks about rooting for winners. And ironically, for hundreds of years, these motherfuckers was losers, as Cliff would say. But if I ever really needed another reason to not like the motherfucking Cubs, it has to be the racist motherfuckers that find themselves getting in fights in motherfucking Wrigley Field. So, I think I got this video. Matter of fact, let me see if I can share this shit with y'all so you can watch this shit right along with Cliff as he aligns himself with these racist sacks of shit. yeah, let me pull this young video up, this hot young video.
Can you I got 2 minutes.
Shut up. Hey, man. Check out your peoples, man. Check out your peoples.
Beaters! Snakes! Don't record me!
Hey, you know, like, you know you being racist and shit, and you also self-aware to the point, oh, shit, don't record me, though, bro. Don't record me. Check this out. We're going to do it again.
Beaters! Snakes! Don't record me!
Do it one more time.
Beaters! Snakes! Don't record me!
Those are Cubs fans, y'all. And that's who Cliff lines himself up with going to Wrigley Field all the time. And that's what I'm winging it on. Fuck the Cubs, nigga. I'm done, nigga. That's my 2 minutes.
All I see is your video. I mean, you going to take that shit off the screen or what?
Shut up.
I mean, what? Okay, you done? Shut up. You happy? You happy?
Are you happy? You happy?
Okay. So, I'm winging on something positive today, okay? So before this Bears game, what'd you say?
Go ahead, man.
Oh, I see your face. But right now, Span is giving me the middle finger with his left hand right next to his ring finger, and I can't even see his face. So he's giving me the FU, and I can see his face with the FU finger, and he's sticking his tongue out with his teeth showing. So he means it. He means it a lot, and he's saying it like, yeah, there he is. Okay. So before today's Bears game, if you're not in Chicago, WGN Radio, they have a fantastic radio broadcast prior to the Bears game. And they said something that just made my heart, it just made my heart feel so good. And they say, you know what, even though we lost to Green Bay, we have the best team in football. And I said, you know what?
Are you done? are you done?
For everybody that cannot see Span's shirt right now, it says "Don't be a hater all your life." I'm not a Detroit Lions fan, okay? I'm a winner in my division, okay? So it says "Don't be a hater." I'm not a hater, and right now Span is hating. So I want my motherfucking 2 minutes. That's all I want is my 2 minutes.
Are you done?
Yeah. You ain't shit. Walt, do not fucking co-sign for this shit, man. I can see you though, like low key. But as I was saying, they were saying, I swear to God, don't hit that fucking button, bro.
I'm not touching that.
I hate you.
I'm not fucking touching that.
You an asshole, dog. You an asshole. But I want to finish my 2 minutes.
Monkey's bare-assed uncle.
I'm sorry, man. Go ahead.
Oh, man. To all my Beer and Chicken podcast listeners, the ones that can't. See, whenever the winner out of the three gets on and starts legitimately talking about, you know, something good, you know, I get cut off. But
you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking.
Is this what we gonna do? Like, for real? Is this what it is, man?
Hurry it up.
I can't even finish, Walt. I was like 30 seconds in.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, God. That's funny, though. I like your style.
It's been a couple weeks, man. I had to get him in, man.
No doubt. So on this radio program, they were talking about how good the Bears were in the locker room, on the field, their chemistry, this, that, and the third. And this one guy says, well, all that means nothing until what they do on the field. And I was like, damn, that's real shit. So today, as I wasn't watching, I was listening to the game, and I was listening to what the Bears was doing. I was like, everything they were saying was on point. Yo, the Bears put up 45. And I really believe that both sides of the ball, the Bears are doing their thing. And I'm not saying they're the only team that's doing anything like that, but as far as a team that has, like, for real, like a whole bunch of nobodies outside of Khalil Mack, they are doing their thing, yo. So, you know, Twan can make that face. Detroit Lions suck ass, and the Wolverines will beat the Detroit Lions right now. And that's a fact. But right now, the Bears are going to be the number one coming out of the NFC. That's a fact because they're killing numerically. They're the number one sack team in the NFL, the whole NFL, not just the NFC. So if y'all got something to say, you can't say shit because this is the two-minute joint. You can't say nothing. Right, Span? All right? But, yeah. So, yo, I appreciate everybody coming out to the Beer Chicken Podcast. We love y'all. It's been a minute. We've been going for a whole hour and a half.
Span, that ain't part of your 2 minutes.
I'm just putting in.
How you gonna wrap up the show?
Because y'all can't, because nobody can give their opinion on your wing.
All right, man, let's get the fuck up out of here. Jesus. Well, for a long time, man. I'm hot in the motherfucker over here. I just
hey, don't you ever wear that shirt again.
Man, fuck ever. You. You better get you one of these motherfucking shirts, goddammit. Get you all. No, go get you one.
I'm a winner. I don't need that shirt.
He doesn't want to wear his own damn podcast shirt, y'all. That's what Cliff just told us.
No, but you hated on the Cubs for a whole 5 minutes. You got a video.
I mean, it's the Cubs, bro.
Bro, don't think that the Sox are not in fucking Richard Daley side of the fucking South Side where they can't stand black people.
So what?
So don't do me. Don't do me.
So what?
Don't
we're talking about me. The Cubs racist ass right now.
Don't do me. The whole Chicago is the most segregated city. Yeah. Keep on interrupting. Yeah, I feel you.
Get the fuck out of here, man. Yeah, hey, y'all. This is episode 21. We can drink now, like legally and shit with the podcast. I mean, we've been doing it since the beginning, but y'all know what I mean. Yeah, it's time for us to get the fuck up out of here. It was a long show. We haven't gone this long, I don't think ever. But it was 2 weeks in the making. We hadn't been all together in a while. So, yeah, we got a lot of that out of the way. But we should be back here next week at 8 o'clock on Sunday. Right, fellas?
You know what it was.
I said, right, fellas? Oh, so y'all ain't gonna say shit. Okay, let's see what this is. Hey, hopefully we be back next week, or we gonna be continue to be
called
the motherfucking struggle cast.
What he said.
But yo, this is episode 21, and I'm gonna have all the contact information in the show notes. I'm tired, y'all. Real talk. I gotta go to work in the morning. We'll talk to y'all next week. Talk to y'all soon. Peace out.
Holla. Fuck the socks.
Asshole.